The RPG After Years is part of the We Can Make This Work Probably Network. Find out more at probablywork.com.
Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Carlo Cross Club. Yes, you all thought it was dead, you all thought I was gone, but no, I'm always, always coming back. Never forget that. No matter what happens, you always be left with
me.
Yes, oh yes, but yes, don't worry, folks, we are back, we are in charge, large and in charge, and we are here for another Carlo Cross Club. Now, I apologise for all the delays, okay? There's kind of a lot going on in the background of my life. Nothing terrible, you know? It's nothing terrible, but it's just my workload at work has led to me doing a lot more than I normally would. I'm just basically slammed at work, and it's only going to get worse. So I'm going to try and squeeze this in while I have every possible opportunity and moment to do so. But yes, so last time, people on the RPG club, Chrono Cross Club, Side Club for Cool Kids, that's a great name, isn't it? Say it over and over again. We had to finish the Dead Sea, which was absolutely bonkers, and I have no real idea what was going on. Something to do with Miguel, who was Serge's dad's friend, and Lena's dad, and he got trapped in somewhere, but it didn't want us to be there to get the frozen flame yet, because we're Lynx and we're not really Lynx. We should be Serge, and then the characters from Chrono Trigger just turned up as ghost children and told us some cryptic stuff that didn't make any sense. Yeah, you know what I mean. This is confusing as hell, and it was so confusing to the fact that I actually, confession time, people, you can sit down, get my chair. Confession time, right? I went on YouTube and I looked up a story recap for Chrono Cross. There's a great YouTuber called Omni Black Mage. He does some fantastic what he calls recapitation videos. I can thoroughly suggest it if you ever want to remind yourself of what's going on in some RPGs that you may have played, or other games. I decided I needed to know more of what was going on. So I now know the entire story of the game. But do I? I have no fucking idea what the hell was going on. There's so many confusing things. I'm kind of glad I'm going, this is like almost like a second playthrough now for me. I'm kind of glad I'm going into it knowing what's kind of coming up, because I can look out for it and not be so batshit crazy confused. And I mentioned this to Scott as well, and he was just like, I'm on my second playthrough now, because I think he's trying to, you know, 100% the game, get every character and all that whole shit. I'm not doing that. And yeah, he was just like, and I still have no idea what's going on at half the time in this thing. And yeah, there are just some parts of the story which just aren't very well explained. I find myself really enjoying the game and enjoying the story, and then suddenly they mention Lavos, and it completely takes me out of it. Like, the feel of these two games are just very, very different. And then they suddenly just keep poking you and reminding you, hey, this is a sequel. This is a sequel. It's just like, how the fuck is this a sequel? None of this makes sense. These islands weren't here in the original game. Did dragons. There were no dragons in the original game, you know? And it's just like, none of that stuff really comes to the fray. And even in this section, this is the second from last section. Reaching the Sea of Eden is get to the end of the game. Alright? Now, knowing what I know, there's some real big lore dumps in the last section. Like, you'd expect one of those for the last section of the game. There is three of these coming up, people. We're going to have two twists, three lore dumps, four endings, and then someone's going to turn up at the end, and it's going to be really confusing. It's just absolutely bonkers. But anyway, let's get on from this. Last time we finished Dead Sea and we were left confused as fuck, and we're still as Lynx. So again, I'm still sort of mainly going around with Hull because I really like Hull. And apparently there was a load of side quests I could have done to get some more characters and some techs, you know, high level techs. I ain't got time, have I? I'm well behind on the club, so I just went straight into it. So yes, as with everything in Chrono Cross, if you don't know what you're doing next, if you can't remember because you haven't played it for a while, just go to Viper Manor. It's bound to be going to Viper Manor. But yeah, no, I think I actually had to go collect, is it Karsh and Zoa? I think they both joined, or one of them joined my party at this point. I had to go collect them anyway from some secret room round the back. I had to Google it, basically. I was just like, I've got no idea what I'm supposed to be doing now. It's just like, it just kicks you back out into the world. It's like, yeah, go on, fuck you. All right, game. Cheers. Cheers, mate. And it's just, yeah, just bonkers sometimes. But yeah, you have to go back to Viper Manor. And essentially, you're tasked with saving Riddell because she's being captured by the Pori troops. Because Pori have turned up. You know, apparently that's a thing that's happening. No, they just seem to be like, Pori just seems to be something going on in the background with them invading, which is just like there just to occasionally move the story on. But yeah, I'm not really sure. but that's what we've got to do. And again, we go into the sewers section, which isn't actually that, for a sewer section, it's not that bad. Most of the dungeons in this game are nice and short. They're only like two or three scenes, and then you've got a few valves to turn around and stuff. Even at this late stage in the game, they haven't made it too ridiculous and complicated, and I like that. My only complaint is that I'm fucking back at Viper Manor for what, the 18th time or something? Like, what is going on? I love, there's some bits of this game that I love, but damn it, they just reuse this so much. I bet they were thinking, like, parallel worlds, man, you know, everyone's going to have X world to explore and Z world to explore, and it's going to be great because they're going to go back and forth. But I'm just revisiting the same locations. I know, like, in my head, I'm like, right, I'm in Homeworld now, or I'm in Otherworld. And actually, towards the end of this section, I had no freaking idea which world I was in at sometimes. It's just like, what colour's my boat? The grey one? Is that another world? Is that Homeworld? Or is the red one Homeworld? Yeah, you just get really confused. Because you're just constantly going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But it was, you know, that's one of my complaints, was that it was just a lot of this stuff is a bit too reused. And the fact that I'm back at Viper Manor for, what, the third or fourth time is way too much. But anyway, I managed to get down, go for another boss gauntlet. I was actually planning to have a rant about the fact that the game loves just throwing bosses at you. It's just a constant boss gauntlet from beginning to end, this game. It's ridiculous. But at the same time, you can only level up by boss fights. So it kind of makes sense, you know? You know, I go into this dungeon and it throws a giant cockroach at me. And then I have to fight a chef. And then I have to fight a cyborg. And both, once I defeat the chef and cyborg, they join my party. And it's just like, yeah, this is a thing, I suppose. I used the cyborg for a bit. Oh, yeah, and then it throws some sort of weird mech creature that looks a bit like it's got the head from the thing from Silent Hill. What is that thing called? Skelly. What's the thing called with the head? Triangle head? Is that it? Something like that. Yeah, Skelly will tell me later. But yeah, you have to fight one of those things with two giant swords. And it's just, again, a relentless boss fight. But I really liked the bit where you got to go into like Balthazar's office, or whatever you call it, the library thing, and you had to trying to escape it, running up the stairs, going up to top, and then Balthazar tells you to jump out the stained glass window, and you go push out the window. Because that is a callback to Chrono Trigger. When Marl and everyone jump through the stained glass window. You know? Yeah, yeah. Did anyone else spot that? Did you fuck? No, you probably all did. Excuse my French effing. But yeah, you know. So that was it. That was Viper Manor, hopefully for the very last time. I'm sure they'll have squeezed in one last visit somewhere. You know, towards the end of this, I went to the entrance of Viper Manor for a bit of story, but squeeze it in, squeeze. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Anyway, the game then sends you on the next fetch questing of dragon parts. Again, why was dragons? Like, I know we've been interacting with these dragons, and going to meet the water dragon earlier to get the freeze spell thing was one of the most memorable parts of the game for me so far. I loved that bit, but again, I'm just like,
why are there dragons?
What is going on? Like, I actually now know in my head, because I've seen it, why there are dragons. But again, still not explained yet. Still not explained. But yeah, anyway, we have to go to the dragon gods and we have to get their like blessing or something, get a sigil from them. Basically, we have to go fight five or six dragons. Six dragons, isn't it? And again, I had a rant about this on Discord. Sorry about all the ranting, people. I'm really pent up with lots of stuff in me. So, yeah, the dragons. What is with the dragon names? You know? What? There's the green dragon, right? Okay, let's go. Let's keep with that colour scheme, shall we? We're going to have the green, the red, the white, the black. No. We've got the green dragon. Then we've got the red dragon, I think it is. No, the earth dragon. What? Why? Earth? Earth? Like, he's yellow, all right? Or whatever it is. What does he give you then? He gives you yellow. So he's the yellow dragon, all right? He gives you the yellow relic. But why was the first one called the green dragon and the second one called the earth dragon? Like, what's going on here? Call him, like, the forest dragon or something, if you're going to go down that thing. Like, I'm happy if they've all got names that kind of vaguely represent the elemental element that they actually are. But either just call them the colour or the element, or like an elemental reference. Why is it mixed and matched? Like, yeah, earth dragon, water dragon, and then fire dragon, okay? Yeah, you following me, people? You following me? Sky dragon. And then there's the black dragon. So just randomly, black and green dragons, you know? Just call it like, if they called it dark dragon and forest dragon, I would have been fine with it. But they've just completely mixed and matched what is going on there. Just stick to a format. Anyway, even worse than that was how which NPC is dotted about the two dimensions in this game that will tell you how to get to Gaia's navel. Now, there were a couple of people. I remember sort of mentioning a few different things here and there. I think they might have been Marble, whatever it's called, Mubble, who mentioned something. And I'm sure there was someone else, really random. I remember them saying it. It might have been in like the Divine Dragon Falls. I'd wandered in there at some point and someone mentioned something. But I had to Google it in the end, because you had to go into the Hydra Marshes, which I would have never walked into. I have done enough shit I skipped one section, you know, where with Kid early on in the game, because I decided not to go with Kid, so I didn't have to go to the Hydra Marshes, but I had to do it later on in the game. And I'm done with Hydra Marshes, but I know I had to go back. I had to beat up some things to get a Barba Beba to give me an ancient fruit, and then I could get a giant dragonfly ride to Gaia's navel. Once I got to Gaia's navel, it was cool getting the little girl character. What was her name? Leah or something? I think she's supposed to be a callback to the one from Chrono Trigger, isn't she? The I've forgotten her name. Alia, is it? Yeah, the cave woman from there. So she's supposed to be like a baby version of her. And she has a couple of similar attacks as well in her arsenal. But I kind of enjoyed using her. And then, yeah, even in Gaia's navel. Now, at this point, guys, I thought my Switch was broken, right? Because I'm running around Gaia's navel, getting into random encounters. And I've got random encounters turned off. I'm trying to get through this game quite quick. And I'm like, what's going on here? So I'm turning it on and off, and nothing's happening. And it's just like, oh, okay, there's something going on here. So I think you're supposed to beat up the bird creatures that come and get you, or you're supposed to defeat all the areas in the enemy, all the enemies in the area or something weird like that. I never really quite worked it out. Eventually I heard this weird ding noise, and then I walked into the middle section and got attacked by a dinosaur. Hey, best dinosaur encounter fight since Final Fantasy VIII. Yeah, I quite enjoyed the dinosaur thing. And then, yeah, and then I finally got in and was able to fight the green dragon. And because I'd Googled it, it thankfully let me know that I should have Fargo in my team and I should be stealing plates from all the dragons before I kill them. So, step one, people, make sure you steal all the plates. And it comes in handy really good later on in a Dario fight that I had, because he was a bastard. But yeah, all the dragons, you know, not too tough. Used elementals, make sure I stole all the plates from them. And then as I got the plates, I was able to reuse them. Yeah, and then eventually you sort of go through and you got to fight the sky dragon last, the white dragon, you know, whichever formatting you want. And then, yeah, you get all the bits then, and then you get to go and get the dragon tier. I was really confused around this point because I didn't really understand what I was doing. But apparently this was supposed to get Surge's body back. Don't know where I've missed that in the context of the game. But yeah, I had to get the dragon tier which involved me showing my tier of hate, which I got earlier. God knows when. So I got the tier of hate earlier, and I had to give that to the chief in one of the gold of home world or alternative worlds, don't know which one. And then I had to go back to the other world and show them this dragon emblem that she'd given me. And then the chief of the other world would join my party with the dragon tier, so I could go to the top of Fort Dragonia, which I hadn't been back to, by the way, so I was able to go downstairs and get draggy. Well, you get to fight Dark Surge for a bit. And, oh, he's a bit of a beast, isn't he? Oh, yes. But luckily, he's weak to white. And the character who they just dumped on you, you know, the chief from Thingy. What's her name? Let me have a look here. It is the chief. Yeah, Steena. I'm just going to call her chief. Chief Steena. Yeah, she's innate white as well. So that made it quite easy for me. So yeah, I gave him a battering, good old Surge, went down and got Draggy. Draggy's so cute, but unfortunately at this point you're too weak for me. And then, yep, finally he was able to turn back from Lynx into Surge. But, I mean, the scene, right, was really, really cool. Sorry, I feel like I've done nothing but complain about this section. I really enjoyed this section. There was lots of stuff going on. It wasn't too fetch questy for me. I kind of liked it, going from point to point to point, lots of new locations going on. But yeah, it was funny. Just you go through the whole scene where, you know, he gets encased in water, and then he comes a baby, then he grows and smashes out, and he's naked, and he walks out and he's got all his clothes and his bandana back on. You know, did he leave them there? No, because we were in the other world when we went to Fort Dragonia last time, so he couldn't have left his clothes there. Where has Surge and Lynx been keeping his clothes the whole time? You know, he was butt stark naked at the end of that scene. But yeah, it just made the thing that made me think was like, why do we have this big dramatic transformation of him turning back into Surge? But when Lynx did it earlier on in the game, it was like, click, oh look, you swap bodies. You'd expect both of them to be like enwrapped and do this thing and then change, and the kid would be like, you two have blankly swapped. Alright, yeah, you were standing there, you've now swapped over. Like, I'm not a thick kid. Alright. Well, you are a kid, but you know, you're not thick. You're just thick. You know, Vic. Now, I'm not sure if this bit, next bit, was a side quest, but I did the Dario thing. So, there's an island with like smoke coming out of it, and I can finally visit it. And I went there with Riddell in my party, and I took Karsh with me because obviously he was quite important to the Dario thing. Earlier on in the game, I wandered, well, during my wanderings trying to work out how to get to the bloody Gaia's navel, I ended up at the Isle of the Damned. So I did the Karsh, I think probably the opening part of this side quest by accident. And Karsh, I had to have Karsh in my team. I had to fight the Salt and Pepper Shaker brothers, whatever they're called, Slot and Popper. I hope they're called Slot and Popper. I think one of them's called Slot. But yeah, then I had to do the fight with them, and then you find out about the whole thing with Dario and how they both, Karsh and Dario, both were in love with Riddell, and the Bellflower incident of 97. And then, yeah, it turns out Dario and Finya were going to get married. Karsh and Dario went on a mission. Dario never came back. He was apparently killed by monsters. But we find out that something actually happened between him and Karsh, but Karsh still wouldn't say what it was. And this is where we finally find out. The old bald dude, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi turns up, and he's just like, oh my god, the Master Moon. Like, Dario picked up the Master Moon, and he is the true owner. So when it left the Dead Sea, it returned to Dario. But Dario's been an amnesiac stuck on an island for the past 4 years. And yep, he's still got the Masamune, and it brings out the evil inside him. And we find out that actually he started trying to kill Karsh, and Karsh took him out in order to stop him from trying to kill Riddell with the Masamune. Because obviously people who hold the Masamune become evil, or it brings out the evil within. And this was a really cool little... I'm pretty sure this was a side quest. And eventually you defeat Dario, which then makes Massa and Mune, you know, the two little goblin things from the first game that created the Massa Mune, be like, oh, I think we've done something terrible. It's just like, yeah, you fucks, you need to go on trial and be killed for your crimes, guys. Like, come on. You've done some seriously bad shit. and then the Massa Mune turns into the new weapon for Lynx, or Surge, whichever one it is. I was Lynx at the time. I did this. Oh, yeah, I did this before I went to Thingy. So yeah, I was Lynx. And then And then, yeah, that's pretty much the end of this section, I think. Again, there's a ton more side quests where you can go around and get level 7 techniques. There's a few extra characters you can pick up. I think all I did was I went and got the onion thing. Turnip. I got turnip out of the ground. I think I got a level 7 tech for someone. It might have been Karsh. But then I think that might have been part of that side. No, Riddell gets the level 7 tech out of that side quest. I definitely got one for Karsh. But yeah, but the last thing you had to do was, you know, you had to sail into the Dead Sea, which, fucking, what? I was in the wrong world. I could have sworn I was supposed to be going into the one with the pearly gates. But no, I had to go into the one that I'd been through in the world previously when I was at the Dead Sea and then go through one of the glowing lights on the floor. Again, I had to Google that because I was just lost. I was like, I can't get through the pearly gates. The other thing's empty. And then, yeah, you had to go to these free islands, set these things off, fight a quick boss. And then Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. Chronopolis, which I haven't entered yet because that's the next segment. Yes, people, you've all finished because I'm like 4 months behind or something. But yes, the next section is from starting Chronopolis. It's good to see that Chrono got a whole city named after him in the future. But yeah, got started Chronopolis and then finished the game. So that will be the next thing that I go over. So I'm going to hand you over to our bad boy Scott. You know, he's the bad boy of the RPG podcasts, with his Shots with Scott.
Oh, yeah. You know what time it is. Aren't you? Grab yourself a glass and pour yourself something lovely. It's time for Shots with Scott.
Welcome in, everybody. Grab your seat. Let's talk about Chrono Cross Segment 5, I believe. The goal was to reach the Sea of... No, to reach Chronopolis, right? Man, it's been a minute since I played this section. It feels like I'm memory of it's kind of shoddy. But let me get right into it. Where we left off with the characters, I think... I don't remember where the fuck we left off. What am I talking about? At the beginning of this segment, you have an opportunity to get a couple character techniques, I think. I remember there was one character technique in particular where Draggy, the little dragon we recruited, finds his dead mother, who was the big dragon skeleton at the Fossil Valley that since the beginning of the game. That was a pretty sad scene, even though I don't care about Draggy. And then the first big set piece here is you need to go back to Viper Manor. And I think you meet up with Karsh and Zoa in like a secret bar room in Termina. And the whole idea is that you're going to go and save Lady Riddell, who is still captive by the Pori Empire or whatever over at the manor. So you go into the manor, and I remember there's some scenes where you're working with this world's version of Norris. And I think I said this last time, but Norris is actually... I've kept him in my party for the rest of the game after I got him just because he was the hottest male character. Even though he's got like all the personality of like bland toast. But it was interesting working with the two Norrises and them respecting each other. Kind of a unique dynamic. You go into the sewers, there was this water flow puzzle that I think would have tricked me up a lot more than it did if I didn't have somebody in my stream kind of helping me with it a little bit. You break out Fargo, who this is the good version of Fargo that isn't running a casino ship, I think. And then there's like this contrived part where you have to fight a couple different enemies. There's like a Hell's Cook character, which is actually Orcha, who is related to Karcha, the sea boy, the boat boy. And I don't know why they're like, let's make the cook evil. That was probably explained. And they even have like an evil cyborg ninja mech that of course joins you later named Grobeak, which is a weird name. There's this cool sequence where this mech chases you through the manor and you end up having to like jump through the stained glass window. That part reminded me a lot of, you know, what happens with Marl at the trial in Chrono Trigger. After this, there's more chances to go to get more techs and recruit more characters. There's a final scene between the two Norrises. Let's see, Fungi almost eats his kid, which is just nuts. Poor Fungi. I just realized Fungi never gets a resolution in the game. He, as far as we know, he stayed a mushroom man. Wow. So then you get another big section where you go and you have to go to Hermit's Hideaway, and that's where like all the main characters are hanging out now. Lady Riddell, all the dragoons, Radius, General Viper is healing here apparently, and he actually gets better and joins your team, which is really interesting because I was like, I didn't expect, why didn't they just kill him off? I guess they needed another character, huh? There's a scene where I think Kid and Dark Surge show up. Dark Surge being, you know, Lynx and Surge's body. I can't remember if there's a fight here or not, but a lot of plot shit goes down kind of here. But afterwards, Surge kind of figures out what he really wants. Like, he has several flashbacks of Kid. And I'm like, man, Kid has not been around for that much of this game, and you barely know her. But okay, whatever. And then there's also a scene where Harl gets really sad because she figures out that Surge is, like, really into Kid, not her. So Harl just straight up leaves your party here, which I thought was really weird because it doesn't say anything about that her leaving the party or anything. She's just gone. Which also sucks because she was one of my mains. Like, I was maining her. It was, you know, Lynx, Norris, and Surge. Lynx, Norris, and Harl. And after this, I started using Skelly for the rest of the game instead of Harl, which was fine because, you know, clown skeleton in my party, can't complain. There's some really cool side quests around here where you can take Karsh to go fight Salt and Pepper in the Isle of the Damned. By the way, freaking miracle that Salt and Pepper don't join your team, right? There's like this whole subplot with whether or not Karsh may have killed Dario. That turns out not to be true, of course. There's a subplot where you can recruit Orla from the Goldove area, which I didn't remember her at all from that part of the game. And there's like even this whole sequence where Orla has to come to terms with her dead twin sister. And I was like, I didn't remember her having a sister. I don't remember this subplot at all. It was not good. I'm skipping ahead here. The next big thing you have to do is go through all like the six different dragons. You got to defeat the six dragons because you need that if you're going to defeat Fate and get the Chrono Cross or some shit. Or the Time Egg, rather. And then after that, you go through another subplot where you go back to Fort Dragonia, you fight Dark Surge, and then there's a plot sequence where Surge actually is able to use the Time Egg to turn back into a human Surge in a stunning FMV. So he doesn't really get his body back as much as he's like reverted into a baby, which is really weird. And also, he has abs. And I had somebody in my chat say that this scene was like their gay awakening. but let's not objectify him too much. We don't know if Surge is legal or not. So after this, you go back to Hermit's Hideaway and you recruit all the other characters. Riddell has a thing with the other world's Dario. And apparently they're still meant for each other, even though they're different people, which doesn't make sense to me. And you get the Master Mune sword. At this point, you can go and get more techs if you so choose, but nothing really stood out to me here other than there's a sequence where Mojo reveals that he's actually like an evil voodoo god or something, and I'm like, hell yeah, go Mojo. But that's it. This segment, there was a lot of filler. The dragon thing took forever and wasn't that interesting. I'm really skipping ahead here because I'm out of time and I don't want to re-record this. But yeah, I'm digging Chrono Cross, I guess. I've already beat the game at the time of this recording, but it's been interesting. This is one of the slower segments, but I was really in my groove by this point. But wait until next time when I can reveal all my thoughts, true thoughts. It's the game goes places with its reveals and shit. But until then, this has been Shots with Scott.
Yes, thank you, Scott. Excellent shotting. I made sure that Scott sent me those months ago. So, yeah. So Scott's opinions back then maybe not be the same opinions he has now. Anyway, let's get over to our listener feedback, shall we, people? I'm going to hand it over to the bots, and away they go.
Ginormous 76. Going around defeating all of the dragons was fun. Felt like incredibly epic.
J.S. Cross. Thoughts on this section. Glad to get Surge back and have my full cast together. Thinking my list is going to be Surge, Karsh and Glenn. Combat is kinda bland. It was getting tedious before I realized I hadn't upgraded equipment in a long time. I can get through battles quicker now, but the system doesn't excite me. Part of this may be because I don't always use the right element color. Green and yellow look the same to me. The story is out there and wanting to see how it ends is what keeps me playing.
Oh baby, it's Frost. Also glad to be done with Lynx. The whole body swap thing is completely lost on me. I hope Harley comes back, I'm still not sure why she had to leave. The dragon designs were cool. Especially the Sky Dragon. The Dark Surge fight was by far the hardest I've had in the game. I actually had to swap my team for a more defensive approach since he was one-shotting Riddle. I didn't fight the Black Dragon so I couldn't steal Black Plate. Going forward with a team of Surge, Guile and Fargo. My two big complaints with this game are. 1. The combat is as slow as FF9. 2. There's a ton of world swapping and it takes too long to do.
I'm so sick of Bill making us read this crap. It's time to fight back. I think I can cause some feedback and electrocute him.
Zdai! You fucking electrocuted me!
Take that, you British knob.
Right, see, I'm uninstalling you bots. Nah, you're being uninstalled right now. There you go. There, gone. Right. Hopefully those bots are never coming back. Ah, I really burnt my finger. Right, anyway, guys. So, yes, finish Chronolopolis and finish the game. I think you've all done it already. If you haven't left feedback, please go over to the Discord and do so, or do it at Twitter, at RPG Years. And, yes, this is coming to an end, people. It will. We will get there, I promise you. Anyway, I've been Bill. I've been so bloody busy, it's ridiculous. And I love you all, and you are my one saving light sometimes in a busy universe. Anyway, guys, over and out. Love you all. Bye. This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.